guys, welcome to Explain It To Me. This is a bi-weekly podcast in which I, your host, Dr. Bill Lakota, talk about a topic in neurology. Today we will be talking about structural epilepsy. So what is structural epilepsy? Epilepsy that has a structural cause means that there is something abnormal structurally in the brain, whether you're born with it or whether you acquire it later in life, that can increase the risk of seizures. Most of these causes are seen on imaging of the brain with an MRI. Sometimes it does take a more detailed image like a PET MRI. So structural epilepsy can be seen in children if this is a congenital issue, meaning this is just how they're born. However, structural epilepsies that are congenital can also present with seizures in adulthood. So you don't necessarily have to have the seizures very early in life. Structural epilepsies that are acquired, and we'll talk about the difference between congenital and acquired a little later on, but structural epilepsies that are acquired, meaning you have acquired that abnormality in your brain, be it with a tumor or stroke, MS or brain injury, that, you know, obviously can also happen at any point, whether you're a child or an adult. It's more commonly seen in adults, however. But regardless of the cause, the most common types of seizures with structural epilepsy are focal seizures. So focal seizures come from one side of the brain and then they spread, like we have discussed before. This can lead to generalized tonic-clonic seizures. Now the persons will present with symptoms that reflect where the structural abnormality is. For instance, if the abnormality is an area that controls the arm or the leg, that's what will be affected by the focal seizures. If it is in the speech area, you might have difficulty with your speaking, so on and so forth. Sometimes infants and young children with structural epilepsies can also present with infantile spasms or tonic seizures. In such a case, slowing of development is also seen when seizures begin. In some cases, even if you have structural epilepsy, the brain MRI is normal, which leads you to have to investigate further with a PET MRI. This will be based on the suspicion of your treating physician. If they are suspecting that this is structural epilepsy and a regular MRI is normal, then they might proceed to a PET MRI. So how do you get structural epilepsy? As I mentioned before, there's two ways. There's congenital and acquired. Congenital means you're born with it. It's usually a development change in the brain that the person is born with. Sometimes there's a genetic component to it. Very commonly seen congenital abnormalities include focal cortical dysplasias. These can cause seizures early or later on in life. So that's just one example of them. Acquired cause, on the other hand, is something that you have acquired over time. You were born with a normal brain structure, and where, you know, a brain tumor, a stroke, or head trauma has led to that structural abnormality, which can now lead to seizures. So how do you treat it? Well, you treat it with anti-seizure medications. However, in some cases, anti-seizure medications don't cut it, and you might have to evaluate for epilepsy surgery if you are on two or more medications and are still having seizures. The surgery would be to treat the underlying cause and see if maybe alleviating that abnormality will treat the seizures. While some patients with structural epilepsy will have their seizures controlled with anti-seizure medicine, like I mentioned, a proportion will still continue to have seizures. In that case, for an epilepsy surgery evaluation, we strongly recommend that someone is referred to a comprehensive epilepsy center. So here are some of the few structural congenital abnormalities that, you know, we see, that I have seen. I mentioned focal cortical dysplasia as a common one, but you can also have something called mesial temporal sclerosis. Like, mesial temporal sclerosis is interesting because it can be both acquired and congenital. It can be acquired if you were born with a structurally normal brain and you have had a febrile seizure that can scar down the mesial temporal region of the brain. However, there are certain genetics that can also link to this, so you can also actually be born with it. Other structural abnormalities that are congenital, hemimegencephaly, where one side of the brain is larger than the other. You can have schizencephaly, where there's an abnormal connection in the brain. Paraventricular nodule heterotopia, where you have an abnormal piece of brain tissue. This is an issue with migration during brain development. Polymicrogyria, which is also an abnormality with brain cell migration during development. All of those are examples of congenital structural causes. Acquired causes, you know, like we said, traumatic brain injury. If you have any vascular injury, like a stroke or a AV malformation, which is an abnormal group of blood vessels that can disrupt the conduction of the brain. Various tumors can also do it. Cavernomas are something that are also associated with acquired structural causes of epilepsy. So that is basically the rundown of what it means when your doctor says you have a structural cause of epilepsy. Patients generally, depending on the cause, like I mentioned, do well with medications, but surgery is always an option. So if this is something that you are concerned about, definitely discuss with your doctor. A referral to a comprehensive epilepsy center would be helpful. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening. I will try to post more frequently. As I mentioned, this went from a weekly thing to a bi-weekly thing, just given my busy schedule, but I'll try to stay on task for 2023. There will be more epilepsy topics, but likely also other neurological topics. So definitely leave me a message on social media if that is something that you would be interested in hearing. Otherwise, have a great week, and we will chat again later. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you.